Ephesians chapter 6, if we'll go there and look at a few things in Ephesians chapter number 6 this evening. And my message tonight is actually about the devil, and believe it or not, and I think he is evidently very much at work, it seems like. I tell you what, the devil can do some amazing things sometimes in life. I know growing up, if you've ever had children and trying to get off the church, that's always a task in itself. They can always find one shoe. They can't find the other shoe. Trying to get to church on time, even with children, is a challenge. But the devil will do all that he can to try to prevent us as well. Ephesians chapter 6 tonight, and we'll take here just a few moments to look at something that that I think that you would agree with me that, and I'm going to repeat just a few little phrases maybe from this morning. It's very obvious that we live in a very evil day. In my lifetime, it has the world in itself has changed drastically. I talked a little bit this morning about Christianity changing, but the entire world has changed drastically. And want to take just a few moments here tonight and maybe just focus a little bit about the problems and struggles that we have in life, primarily is because we have an enemy tonight. Satan is our enemy. We are aware of that. But I don't think we quite understand sometimes or we don't realize how much and how evident it is that he's at work. And all that he is doing in the world that we live in. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 here. We'll read a few verses and then we'll pray and maybe give a few thoughts here out of Ephesians 6 tonight. Ephesians chapter 6, I'm going to begin reading. Let's go back to the very first verse. You'll find here that in this chapter it is talking about a believer who is controlled by God and the Spirit of God. And how to live life. It's a great chapter to read. You'll find in verse number 1, it talks about children and how that children have a role in what they are responsible for. Of course, we find here their job is to obey their parents. You'll find also in the chapter here, in verse number 4, it talks about fathers and how they have a role, a God-given role in what the duties may be of a father. We have children, father. You'll find also here, and I'm just kind of skimming through, and I may miss one or two here, but in verse 5 talks about servants, those that work for someone else, if you would. You'll find also down in verse number 9 talks about masters or those who actually employ people and their job that they have. But then I want to go down to verse number 10. He says, finally, he kind of wraps a lot of things up here. And we're just going to focus in on a little few thoughts here out of the next few verses. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That is the key for what we're about to look at tonight. We must have that power that only comes through God to be able to withstand all that's going to come our way in life. Look at verse number 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God. We're not going to discuss that tonight, but everybody, you know about the armor of God and the different pieces of the armor of God. And the reason that we need that, it goes on to say in verse number 11, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil's going to attack. He's going to come after us. This is not something that's new to us tonight. We're aware of that. And we're going to talk about that. Verse number 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And here goes our battles that we face. And it goes on to describe them as against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14 starts out, stand therefore. So we find this one particular word over and over and over talking about the how that a believer must stand in these evil days that lie ahead. Now, I believe tonight that we're in that day. We often hear preachers talk, well, we live in the last days. And that's true, and I think that we do live in the last days. Now, I have no idea when the Lord may return. It could be this very week. No man knows.
But I honestly believe that if we take a few moments and just think about life a little bit, all these different powers and the rulers of darkness and the principalities and so forth, you know, it's very obvious. I mean, it's unfolding right before our very eyes that we are living with Satan at work, and it's very out in the open now. It's very obvious that he is at work. So we'll look at this and look at a few points, and we'll dismiss here in a little bit. Let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we love you. We do pray that you bless our few moments that we have together tonight as we take and as we focus our attention upon a common enemy that we all have, and that is Satan himself, the devil. And God, may we understand a little bit of what is at work tonight, what's taking place around the world, and how it all comes together in your word, and how, Lord, it can seem dark and dreary and a little depressing, but God, we know that we come out on the victory side. And God, we know that we have a battle that rages. We know that there are difficulties and problems in our world. But God, help us to understand and realize just a little bit tonight of how that we can live a victorious Christian life, even in the day and age that we live in. We pray for your blessings upon all that's said and done tonight. We give you all the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, I think that we would all agree Satan at work is a lot more visible. I don't know. I guess as a child, maybe you don't notice world events that are taking place, but I think even children would agree. I mean, children see things that are happening in this world, and they kind of know a little bit of what's going on in the news. Now, if I'm watching the news and my children come in, they want to leave the room. They don't want to listen to news and all that. But I think they all would have an understanding that we live in a very dangerous world. I mean, it's amazing of how out in the open, I guess, that Satan is. Now, and I'll get to it in just a moment, but now Satan he never really has the intention of having being out in the forefront and have a spotlight placed upon him. Satan prefers to work in the background and in the darkness of the night or in the darkness of this world. He does that on purpose so that he can actually trick people into believing what he has to offer for them. Now, tonight, I jotted down just a few thoughts here, a little bit about the day and age that we live in, and I didn't go back and maybe pull up the news of the month or the year or so forth, but it's obvious Satan has a stronghold on this world that we live in. We could discuss many subjects tonight, and we would all agree that evil is very, very present. We have as the news would describe it, an epidemic when it comes to people addicted to drugs nowadays. Now, I believe that is just a tool of the devil tonight. I think that there are people that are addicted to different type of drugs and so forth, but I think the behind-the-scenes movement of that's Satan working in the lives of people. And it's a big problem. In fact, it's more of a problem than I even kind of realized. I was researching a little bit the other day, a little bit about the epidemic of a drug problem that we have in our nation, and it is astounding. I mean, it is astronomical. In fact, it's been a problem for so long, the news media doesn't even really cover it anymore. We live in a dark, dark world. We take tonight, and you take just the issue of murder. I mean, it's nothing to go home tonight, turn on the television, and find out somebody murdered somebody today. And we've gotten to the point where we're almost numb to that. It doesn't even affect us anymore. And people are being murdered daily in our own country for just a little of nothing nowadays. Then we find that the police officers are being attacked and murdered on the street as they try to serve their community and to protect the community that maybe they serve. But now it's nothing to go home and turn on the news and lo and behold, there's another police officer shot somewhere. An attack on them, it's just, I think there's more evil out in front of us that's very obvious than it's ever been before, at least in my lifetime. You take the issue of wars. Now, I will say that as growing up, It seems like the world has always been in an uproar and wars and battles around the world. I can remember, for many, many years in my life, it was nothing new. When you turn on the news and find out there's a war that is taking place somewhere in this world, we find that you turn on the news, it's nothing new. You turn on the news, you'll find out something else about ISIS and what they've accomplished in blowing somebody up or killing or murdering hundreds and hundreds of people and bombs exploding and so forth. It's nothing new. And we just kind of accept that's the day and age that we live in. And it is, but we have to understand that there is a movement behind all that, and it's Satan at work right before our very eyes. We find that terrorism, we hear that word, that's a little bit of a new word in my lifetime. It's something that's it's not new, but it's not real old as well. Terrorism and people blowing themselves up and trying to murder as many people as they possibly can, or as we witnessed a few weeks ago, a man getting in a truck and just running over hundreds and hundreds of people that have gathered together and to enjoy, what was it, fireworks or something of that nature, I believe, that night. And every night we go home, we turn on the news, and something drastically has taken place. Hundreds, upon hundreds of people maybe have lost their lives and people have been murdered. We have a drug epidemic in our country, and not only in our country, but around the world. And all this, what is all this? What is all this taking place? And many people will say, well, it just points to the end of time. And I believe that to be true. But actually, when you really think about it, it's just Satan at work right before your very eyes. We find that the battles that rage, and I made a few comments this morning. You just take the issue of marriage and the debate that rages not only in our country but around the world. We have now where people have distorted marriage and what marriage is really all about, and God established marriage, but man has come in and wants it to where if a man wants to marry another man or a woman another woman, they have legalized that pretty well around the world, not in every country, but in a lot of this world, it is now legalized. And what is that? That's Satan coming in and trying to destroy what God has established when it comes to marriage. We could debate and talk a lot about the home and the struggles that the American home may have tonight. And what is that? It's just another attack by Satan that is at work right before our very eyes. And we have to realize this evening that it's very, very real. Satan this evening is very, very real. We take the issue of that we talked about, the new debate that rages on gender equality, and what a joke that's become. And in the news yesterday, the NBA is going to move their All-Star game from Charlotte, North Carolina, because North Carolina has taken a stand against some of this gender equality stuff. And I don't really care what the NBA does. They're just a bunch of hoodlums anyway. A bunch of rich, spoiled brats is what they are. But some of the players said, if we have it in Charlotte, we're not going to play. And it's just a political toy. That's all it is. But here we are. We're going to, move an All-Star game. And for whatever reason, whether you think that's important or not, and I don't really think it's important, but I'm just saying that we live in a day and age now where that group dictates what we're going to do as a nation. They've got a control. They've got their foothold in it. What is that? Let me say, it is Satan at work tonight. It is Satan grabbing another stronghold. He's got his foot in another door. He's got another area that he can attack, and he's moving in. And to be honest, the whole face of America is changing right before our very eyes. Drastic changes just in the past 25 years in our country. What is that? They're not good changes, so we could actually back up a little bit and say, well, what's causing all of this? It's very obvious. It's Satan at work. We have the gay rights movement and so forth, and that's always in the news. and how sick that is. They've got more rights and getting more rights and more rights and more laws passed in their favor and more laws passed in their favor. What is that? It's Satan at work trying to destroy what we know is to be true and right according to the Word of God. It is Satan at work tonight. It's very real. And I believe tonight that we as God's people must realize and understand tonight of who our enemy is, and we must understand that he is very, very real. I think tonight as we go into this next week, who knows what may happen this week? Who knows what destruction may take place or what bomb may explode or what airport may be attacked or what gathering of people. I mean, you know, who knows what may happen this very week, and we don't know what the future holds, but I'm a strong believer tonight that Satan has grown stronger and stronger and stronger, and he's more out in the forefront. You can actually see him at work daily in this world that we live in, and we as God's people must understand what's going on if we're going to survive the attacks of the devil. Now, we have to realize tonight that Satan is after us just like he is everybody else in this world. Satan wants to destroy your life. And make no bones about it. The devil himself is 100% evil tonight. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your home. He wants to destroy your children. He wants to destroy your grandchildren. He wants to destroy this church tonight. He wants to destroy anything that's of God tonight. The devil wants to destroy. And I'm not trying to be a doom and gloom person tonight, because in the end, and I'll make reference to it here tonight, but in the end, we must realize that Jesus Christ gets the victory. We must, if we're going to be successful and be victorious in our life that we live, you know, the best way to always get the upper hand is know how the enemy's going to work. I mean, you know, if you're ever going into war, I mean, if you know more about, the more you know about the enemy, the more of the upper hand you've got on them. It doesn't matter if you're even competing in sports. I mean, if we're competing in sports, the more we know about the team we're about to play, and we know how they're going to attack and what they're going to do and how they're going to try to come at us. I mean, if we know a lot more about them, then it's a lot easier for us to combat them. The same way and same principles apply to the devil tonight. Now, I don't have a lot of time here tonight to really dive into it, and it could take weeks and weeks of looking into how to be successful as a believer over the attacks of Satan, but I'd like to maybe just share a few thoughts tonight about how are we going to combat this? I mean, how are we going to survive in the Christian life? How are we going to do God's will for our life when Satan is very at work in this world that we live in? And Satan, you know, he's going to do all that he can to entrap every single one of us, and try to keep us from doing God's will for our life. Now, let me say this before we go any further. As a child of God, Satan cannot get your soul tonight. He can't. And Satan knows that tonight. Satan's very aware tonight as a Christian, as a believer, one who has put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He knows tonight that your soul is sealed, that you are in the very hands of God. In order for Satan to get your soul, he would have to pry the very fingers and hand away from you tonight, from God tonight, and he can't do that tonight. But he's going to do all that he can to do what he would think maybe is second best, and he would try to run your life. He would try to entrap you to the point where he will attempt to drag you down in such deep bondage and despair in life that you would just not even have the joy of wanting to live from day to day. He would try to entrap a believer in bondage, and in some cases the devil has been successful at that. But he's at work. I mean, he is very much at work in our day and age that we live in. Just turn on the news. Turn on the television tonight on the latest newscast, and you'll actually see what Satan has done in the past few days. And he's had some success stories. in the eyes of him, I guess we could say tonight. But let me just give you a few thoughts here tonight, and very, very simple. First thing I'd like to say tonight, in talking about Satan, the devil at work tonight, we must acknowledge daily in our life that the devil is real today. I am going to face him today. He's going to come after me today. He's going to try to sidetrack me today. He's not putting it off down the road, and he's not waiting for a few months to come after me. I must acknowledge every single day of my life, number one, he is very real, and he will do everything he possibly can to come after me today. You know, when you live life acknowledging that he's real and that he's after me today, it makes you open up your eyes and realize and keep your eyes open and aware of what's going on in life, because he is after us. We find in verse number 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood," all right, "but against," and we're going to have a list here of the different ways that Satan's going to come after us and attack. We find here, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, and we'll come back to these in a moment, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, the devil tonight, it's not some red guy with little red horns and a red pitchfork tonight. Now, as a child, for some reason, somebody came up with the idea, and this is the picture or the face that they put on Satan or the devil tonight. But let me say tonight, the devil doesn't look anything like that tonight. So you may say, well, what does he look like? Well, I think this. I think the devil is going to use many faces, if you would, to his advantage to try to accomplish his will. Guess what? Sometimes he makes himself invisible to the point so you won't blame him, or he won't be known as the enemy. The devil's not just a person, so to speak, with a face that we can put up on the screen of a television and say, everybody be careful about him. This is Satan. He doesn't work that way. Satan uses many tools to his advantage to try to accomplish his will and his purpose on this earth. By the way, sometimes Satan can use other people to his advantage. Sometimes Satan will use a situation to his advantage. He may use disease to his advantage. He may use financial hardship to his advantage. There's no area of your life that's off limits to Satan tonight. If Satan could harm you and cause a disease to take place in your life, if he has that available to him, he'll use that. If he could have you fired at your job tomorrow, he would work at that. We could go on and on and on of all the faces that Satan may have. But I'm sorry to tell you tonight, but there's not just one picture that we can put up on a screen and say, avoid this guy at all costs because this is the devil. He doesn't wear a red mask. He doesn't have a red pitchfork. And he doesn't have a tail with a little point on the end. But he is very, very real. Very much at work. He's not losing ground, he's been gaining ground. I think he's at work like he's never been at work before. I think he's at all vengeance. I think that he's all out. He's doing all that he can as fast as he can. You see, I believe this tonight. I believe that Satan tonight knows that time is very limited. Satan, and I'm not saying that I know exactly how Satan's thinking tonight, but I believe that Satan realizes that, hey, the Lord is going to return, and the return of Christ could be very, very near, so the devil looks and says, then I better work a little bit more on overtime. Why is it that all of a sudden that we see so much devastation on television? Why is it that every single week it's murders that's taking place, police officers are being shot, drug epidemic, all the financial problems, and on, it's all negative, it's all doom and gloom. Why? Because Satan is very much at work tonight. Very real tonight. He'll use anything to his advantage. He'll try to convince you that God doesn't care, that God doesn't love you. He can even use people against you. He can use situations against you. He can disguise himself from you. And if you're not careful, you'll blame all the problems of this world on something that's not true, because all the problems of this world stem from one common enemy, and that is Satan tonight. So let me say this, point number two. This is not very encouraging, but may I tell you, the devil never gives up his pursuit of you. Never. He never stops. You know, the Bible kind of describes him kind of like, a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking every single day for your children, for my children. He's looking for a way to get at our children. He will look at any way to drive a wedge between you and your wife, or you and your husband, and your relationship of your marriage. He'll do everything he can to cause trouble in a church and disrupt a church that's trying to do God's will. He's always looking. He's always seeking, I should say, tonight, for whom he may devour. And if you open up a door, he's always going to come in. There will never be a time at which you cease to be attacked by Satan. Never a day goes by that he's not going to be after you. You see, tonight, we'd like to think that Satan takes Sundays off. He doesn't take Sundays off. Now, I have a weird thought here as well. I've always kind of looked at it and thought of it this way. I think tonight, Satan knows exactly who showed up for church today and who did not show up for church today. I've had preachers tell me Satan's here, he's in this very room. Now, we don't like to think about that. Why would Satan come and so forth? But I think Satan knows a lot more about us than we realize tonight. I think he's very real. The devil has attacked every believer who has ever lived, and you're no exception tonight. I'm no exception tonight. And we find here something that's very, very key, and this is what I want to focus on tonight. Because so far, it doesn't sound too good. I mean, we're at war. That's another point that I kind of scratched out. We are in a spiritual battle, whether you want to admit it or whether you'd like to think of it or not, or whether you even believe it or not, we are in a spiritual war tonight. Satan is real. He's got a lot of casualties. Just watch the news, if I've said over and over and over and over tonight. But as a believer, we must understand tonight that we can have victory over Satan tonight. We can. And the Bible tells us how. Now, let me say this real quick. The Bible has never, ever, has never told us, or the Bible never tells us that I can find in Scripture, to go out and take on the devil. And I may be wrong, and maybe that I've overlooked something, and you'd help me if I'm wrong here tonight, but I don't know that the Bible tells us to go out and seek the devil and pick a fight with him. But I do find, as we read here tonight, something that's very key in how I'm going to survive this onslaught of Satan in my life. And it's, to be honest with you, it's a simple, you kind of read through it and you think, you know, there's got to be a little bit more to this, and I need to dig a little deeper. And I know there's some other things that we need to understand, but I want you to realize some things here that we find here, where in verse number 10, we find it says, "Finally, my brethren," talking about saved people, "be strong in the Lord." First thing you've got to do is you've got to be strong in the Lord. Now, the next question is going to be, okay, then how are you strong in the Lord? Does that mean you trust Christ your Savior and automatically you're strong? Doesn't mean that. It means that you have to continually being strong in the Lord. Now, how are you going to be strong in the Lord? Well, I mean, it's very basic. It's very common. It's very easy to understand. I believe that there's many ways to be strong in God. Number one, you need to have a good, strong prayer life. We need to have a walk with God. We need to be faithful to church. We need to meet when the doors are open. And if Brother Richardson came in and said, hey, I want us to have a meeting all next week, we ought to come to the meeting all next week. We ought to go to Sunday school. We ought to go to Bible study. We ought to go to revival. We ought to go to the missions meeting. Whatever the church has to offer, we need to get involved in that. That makes me stronger in the Lord. You know, going to church and reading my Bible and maybe praying doesn't make me weaker. It makes me stronger. That's the only way I'm going to be strong in the Lord. And the reason that I need to be strong in the Lord, according to the Bible in verse number 10, because He is my power. He's the one that's going to defeat Satan. It goes on. Verse number 11, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God. I'm not going to dive off into that, but you understand what it's talking about when it talks about the armor of God. And then it makes some statements here that are interesting, that ye may be able to stand against, the Bible says, the wiles of the devil. I don't find that I'm to go out and just pick a fight with him, but when the fight comes to me, I need to be able to stand. And this is where we fail miserably. I'm afraid too often, too many of God's people, they don't take that stand when the devil comes and the attacks of Satan come in life. They don't have the power in the Lord that they need, and it's going to make it difficult for them to stand. And when they don't stand, they fall. Why do so many Christians go by the wayside? Because they don't stand when the attacks come. The reason they don't stand is because maybe they're not mature enough or strong enough. Their walk with God's not what it ought to be. And they're no match for the devil when he comes and knocks on their door. Pretty simple. You're going to need the power of God, as we find in verse number 10, to be strong in the Lord. And then in verse number 11, I find that I've got to be able to stand, that we find here, when those attacks come. Verse number 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And here comes the attacks here. Here's how Satan's going to go to work here. But we are going to fight against principalities, the Bible says here as well. Now, principalities, let me just go through the list here. Principalities. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the ways or the avenues that the devil's going to use to attack the child of God. Now, if I'm going to withstand or if I'm going to survive or make it through these battles, number one, I've got to be strong in the Lord so that I can stand when the attacks come. Because if I'm not strong in the Lord, I won't be able to stand. And when I don't stand, I fall and Satan gets the victory in my life. That's why, you know, I think, you know, it is so important. There are just some basics of the Christian life that are unavoidable. They're so important, you're just not going to make it without it. For instance, it's Sunday night and you're here. I think God's people ought to be in the house of God on Sunday night. Do you realize, and I didn't even get to it this morning, do you realize a lot of churches are cutting out Sunday nights? And they'll reword it. I'm thinking of one that they canceled their Sunday night service. They only have church on Sunday mornings, and that way that the church family can have family night on Friday night. I mean Sunday nights. It sounds good, but you know what? I think you can have family night on Friday night, Saturday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. I just feel like. We don't have a problem of having too much church. We have a problem of not having enough church. And when we don't have church, and when we fall away from our walk with God, and we don't have that relationship with God, and we get away from the house of God, and we get away from the people of God, I've got news for you. You're going to fall.
And Satan is going to gain an advantage in that person's life. We find here we are to stand. I want to jump down. We read verse number 12, verse 13. He says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. And look at this, that you may be able to withstand. It doesn't say put on the armor of God and you go out and you look for the devil and you take the fight to him. It doesn't say that at all. And the reason that we don't go out on the attack is because it's not our battle, it's the Lord's battle. You see, tonight, and this is the positive part of the message tonight, Satan's going to meet his match. Hey, the devil's going to take him away. The devil is going to meet his match because Jesus Christ is going to get the victory over Satan. His day's coming, dear friend. I've said this before. A man preached a message one night, and this thought's always stuck in my mind, and he always made this little comment. When the devil comes and whispers in your ear and tells you how ungodly you are and how sorry you are and how God doesn't love you, and he starts whispering all these thoughts into your mind, you just tell the devil and remind him of his future. Because the devil is his match will come to an end. And it's only a match that Jesus Christ is going to win. The Bible's not telling me to put on the whole armor of God and just, I mean, let's all get on the armor of God and let's get out and let's get in the church bus and church van. Let's drive around town and try to find the devil and let's go fight him tonight. That's not what the Bible tells me to do. The Bible tells me in verse number 10 that I need to be strong in the Lord. Verse number 11, that I need to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil when they come, to be able to stand. I find in verse number 13 that we are to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And I believe that in that evil day, I think we're in that evil day. And verse number 13, having done all to stand. That's it. You read through it and you're thinking, man, you find verse number 14. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness, talking about the armor of God, the different pieces of the armor of God. And you can go study that later tonight. But what's the Bible telling me? The Bible is telling me that I need to be strong in the Lord, because when the attacks come, and they will come, that I can stand. That's it. If you can stand the wiles of the devil, the attacks of Satan, his attacks do come to an end. You know the story of Job. Satan wanted Job. God wouldn't let him take his life, but God did allow him to do some things to him in his life. It's not that Job went out and whooped Satan. It's that he withstood. And by the way, all those trials that came his way, they came to pass eventually. And tonight, we realize as we look at the news and what's taking place around the world that it is a very disturbing day we live in. I mean, people are losing their life by the hundreds daily. Satan is at work. It's very obvious. But how are we going to withstand when the attacks come to us? Because they will come to us. They're going to come this very week that lies ahead of us. He's going to come after you this very week. He's going to try to discourage you. He's going to try to create chaos in your life. He's going to try to cause disappointments in your life. He's going to cause sickness maybe in your life. He's going to cause a heartbreak to take place in your life. And he's going to do all those things. And all these things are going to happen in life. And he's doing it and using it as a tool to get to you. And the only way you're ever going to survive is to go back to verse number 10. It all starts there, to be strong in the Lord. You got to get your life right with you and God. You've got to get your relationship right with him. You have to have an established walk with him, spend time with him, and be strong in the Lord.
When you're strong in the Lord and the devil attacks, then you can stand. Never does God tell me to go out on the attack, but just to stand. He attacks, we make it through the attack, and we go forward. That's the plan that God has for the child of God. I think tonight that if we could unveil some things in life and just really see what Satan is up to, you know what I think? Number one, it'd probably make us pray like we've never prayed before. It would probably make us walk with God like we've never walked with God. We'd read our Bible like we've never read the Bible before. But sometimes we're numb to it. We see it, we just don't realize what we're watching in the news. What is all this that's taking place? How is it that the world can be so upside down? How can we be so wrong and so backwards in this world that we live in? I can give you an answer. It's Satan. And he's very real, and he's at work tonight. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. We'll stop here.